Remote, I'm Diane Roberts. European countries have begun to close schools and cancel surgeries, going well beyond curbs on social life as overwhelmed authorities face their nightmare scenario of a COVID-19 resurgence right before the onset of winter. Most European nations eased lockdowns over the summer to start reviving economies already heading for unprecedented downturns and job losses from the pandemic's first wave. But the return of normal activity fueled a sharply rising spike in cases all over the continent. The Czech Republic, which has Europe's worst rate per capita, has shifted schools to distance learning, and hospitals started cutting non-urgent medical procedures to free up beds. Bars, restaurants, and clubs have shut. In Belgium, with Europe's second worst infection rate per capita, hospitals now have to reserve a quarter of their beds for COVID-19 patients. Russia will resume flights to Japan, Cuba, and Serbia, the government said Wednesday. The government said it had authorized 2 flights a week to the Serbian capital, Belgrade, as well as 2 flights a week to 2 Cuban airports and 3 flights to Tokyo. Britain's transport minister said Wednesday his coronavirus testing plans would get more people flying in the months ahead, sounding an optimistic note at a time when travel companies are struggling to survive. A 14-day quarantine for arrivals from most countries could be replaced by an as yet unspecified shorter isolation period, followed by a negative test result under plans the transport minister set out last week. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson faces opposition calls to impose another national lockdown in England, but has so far resisted. He defended his plan to reduce growing rates of COVID-19 cases, dismissing opposition calls for another national lockdown. From Washington, this is VOA News. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson will decide whether to pursue